What's good? This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. We are back. It's been a minute, and it feels good to be back, man. I thought that it'd be one good way to bring us back is to be how we started. You know what I mean? This joint kind of started off with like scammers and trappers and people in the underworld. You know, we went many places. We did many things with this whole podcast, so in order to bring it back, I feel like we got to really tap into our roots, tap into the essence of this shit, you feel me? So, you know, expect a bunch of new episodes, expect a bunch of new content, expect us to be back on our shit. That's just how it is, that's how I'm feeling. I'm kind of in that mode right now, and you know what I mean? We hungry again, so it's time to go out there and get it. Remember, all of the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. It's only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. These stories are used to help educate, entertain, and listen, maybe to deter some people from the street life. Maybe deter some people from that gang shit. This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, boy?
You look a little nervous over there.
You know what I mean? You never know. Somebody might know my voice, so you know what I mean?
Nah, we gonna make sure we take care of all that, man. We doing this a long time, son. I ain't never had nobody really come back and be like, oh, that, you know what I mean?
So yeah. I don't need the feds at my door. Like, oh, yeah, remember that?
Nah, it ain't gonna be none of that. I usually like to jump right into it. I don't like to dance around too much. But you feeling good though? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. You already know.
All
right. Be out of town.
So, what does scamming look like in 2021? You know, we had the pandemic. We had a lot of things that happened and transpired. But what, from when I started this podcast, I felt like scamming looked like one thing. You know, what does it look like in 2021?
It's still a lot of check shit going on, feel me? That's like one of the mains, but you know, I feel like...
And you got to kind of elaborate, like when they hear check shit, they want to know.
You know what I mean? Dropping in accounts still, you know what I mean? Dropping in accounts. But I feel like right now in this new era, anybody could scam. Back in the day, scammers were scammers. Nowadays, anybody could get a PPP. Anybody could file for unemployment. There's niggas I know that made like a mil and never scammed before 2020. Never scammed before.
So they just started scamming.
Just started scamming and went crazy.
And ran it up $1 million.
Yes.
Off of what? So explain that to me. Like, what is, like how do you do that?
So what niggas would do is they would go get somebody's social, go get somebody's identification numbers, and they would file for unemployment in their name. You feel me? So now... don't get me lying. Last year, I think you could have did up to March from 2019, so you would get all the back pay. So gotcha. Niggas is getting cards sent out to addresses with 15, 20 bands on it, and then you can file every week, every Sunday for them.
Every week every, you go and get week. The...
So niggas getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cards at a time.
And every so week
every
they just go cash out.
Every card got 15 bands on it from the back pay, and then you filing... Every week for them, 600, whatever. It depends on the person's job and what their social is able to do.
Okay. My thing is, who is giving you their social to allow you to do?
Your shit is into the dark web. So, nigga, you could buy anything online. I could buy a person online. I could pay to get somebody murked online. You know, it's just dark web. You know the right sites. You know the right Africans. You know the right people. Niggas going to get you anything you want.
Hey, I think I need to be... trying to get some social security numbers.
Bro, if you need it, I can do it. But it's just the karma that come from that. Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, as long as you know me, you know I always play online. I don't go in stores with no material. You're not going to catch me in the store doing anything. So I'm a puncher. Get the 16, get the CVV, get the expo, get the billing, get the zip.
I'm guessing those are all the things that are on a credit card.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm dealing with the actual numbers. Now, the niggas that's wiping is dealing with the tracks. So you take a person's track, you put it on plastic, go in stores.
What's a track?
It's like all the information that's on your card is a track one or a track two. You feel me? So it's like that's the physical information that when you wipe your card, all of the systems get the tracks. So say you wiped your card at a bad, faulty gas station on Hood Deli. You wipe it, boom. They could either take the track, sell it to a site, and then somebody could remake your card with plastic, or they could sell just the physical numbers, which is punches that I use to a site, and I would just buy it, buy flights,
okay,
buy hotels, buy, use Venmo, slot it on PayPal, send somebody money, they get it, you know what I'm saying? I only fuck with punches, but certain people, when they wipe your card, it could take all the information, and they could just, they would put it on a reader, writer, a X6, or back in the day, it was like a black box, but nowadays they have Bluetooth X6s, so you could just cook up.
Okay, all right, all right. Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Roll on the mic if you ain't ready.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, I remember the black box because when I first started this podcast, the gentleman was telling me about how some girls would be working at the Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. They'll have the box next to the register. They swipe your card, and that reader, that black box, carries all of the information from that swipe, and then they would swipe it again to charge you for the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Now you're telling me people don't even need the black box no more.
They could use the black box, but that's like if you want to go firsthand. But bro, if you look online, they got some shit where they could walk next to you. It's a, it costs a couple bands, but they could walk next to you and pull everything.
So you're not really interested in how people get the numbers. You just buy the
numbers. I'm buying the numbers. I don't,
from a third party.
From a third party, you know what I mean? I don't have
the dark web.
The dark web, yeah.
Is this like the Silk Road thing? Because I know Silk Road got shut down.
Yeah, that shit was forms, though. That was forms. Like, back in the day, I feel like they didn't, people wasn't even selling them. They were just like, oh, go run out and do this. Like, the Silk Road was kind of like a form, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But now they got so many sites, bro, with so many shit.
It's, yeah, what does the dark web look like right now?
They have the surface level dark web where you could just boom, and then they have stuff you need like Onion and Tor browsers to go on, and those are the most, you got to be careful because some of them will put you in a red room where niggas could look back at your computer, you feel me?
Oh,
so you
got to
be, it's dark web, surface level, like somebody could give you a site, you feel me? Somebody give you a site, you go in there, buy whatever information, but then they have like dark web where it says you could buy guns, murder for hire, like,
and it comes, so these items will come to your house.
They will come to your house, but I will send it. There's another thing called Dropbox, which is like you can kind of have a fake address and it'll just forward it. It looked like it'll be getting shipped one place and then it will kind of forward. It's called like a Dropbox address. So I wouldn't send anything directly to my crib per se, because a lot of those sites are being watched by like the feds.
You have to be really savvy to kind of do this stuff.
Oh no, bro, most of the niggas who really make money are nerds. Like the niggas who really, really, you got hood niggas who just,
they don't look like us,
drug dealers, to just to invest money. It's another form of currency. But the real people who know what they're doing are nerds, bro. Millionaire nerds that, bro, it's like coding.
Yeah,
like, I used to code on MySpace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
technically,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
I would watch things. I would watch things like American Greed, obviously, and that's like one of my favorite shows. That's kind of like what inspired Trapping Anonymous. But when I would watch these shows, I would look at these people that were in the dark web conducting all of the numbers and getting the transactions done to people and this, that, and third. And they were white suburban kids, lived in the middle of nowhere, but these kids had millions and millions of dollars. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, like, but this is like a sophisticated scheme.
Bro, very.
This is a very sophisticated scheme. Like, even at your level,
yeah,
and you're not doing actually everything at the coding and all that. You're just outsourcing, getting this, getting that, and then getting it for like other people and stuff. Even what you're doing is so sophisticated.
Bro, it's hard, bro. It's stressful. The karma that comes with it is terrible, and just the stress of it in general is just, bro, stressful. It's one of the most stressful things because unless you, like, that savvy, like, I know bins on the top of my head. I know, like, certain numbers.
You got to tell me what a bin is.
A bin number is basically the first six of every card.
Okay.
So with that, so I'll give one out because everybody knows this one. 414720 is a Chase Sapphire. For people to be able to be qualified Chase Sapphire, you have to have good credit. And then it has like a $20,000 credit limit. So I know you've seen 414720.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chase Sapphire card. But you know, I bet I'm buying this bin. But you got to also know your POS. A POS is point of sale. So you have to know exactly where the person will get alerted at. So, I don't know what bank you have, but say you use your card. they might not text you unless you go a dollar over a particular price. So that's the POS. Number,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just have to know
how to kind of flirt in between a good price range.
Yeah, you have to know because the person won't get alerted. Like certain people who have like Air Max and shit like that, like you think they check their card every day? No.
I'm not gonna know if $100 is going. Just,
especially with some Air Max that have $100,000 credit limits. Like, somebody's not checking that shit. They just pay that shit every month because it's one of their credit cards. Multiple people usually have multiple credit cards because it's like...
Okay, so how would you go about knowing what kind of work you're getting? So, like, if I go to buy some numbers or whatever, how do I know if this is something that has a $100,000 limit or $5,000, or am I just guessing?
Trial and error.
You see?
It's trial and error. You have to spend a lot of money. I've made a lot of money, but I've spent thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands.
And
thousands.
Got stuff that just didn't work.
Bro, that's what I was trying to explain before. Like, unless you just that crazy to just know. But another thing you can do is when you do have all the information, sometimes you can just call up the bank. You don't have to have the person social, but if you like bypass all of it and just put all the numbers in, it'll say you have available balance of, and
then if you call up their bank before,
That's how sometimes you'll know exactly how much is on. You just call a bank as them.
As we were talking, I heard you mention karma more than once.
Yeah, bro, and it's the worst. You, it's the worst thing that comes from it.
You actually believe in it.
Yo, yeah.
You believe in karma.
Of course. I mean, I feel like everybody should in one way or another. You have to.
And
have
you're
a
aware of. That universal law, you're aware of the as above, so below. Like what you put out is what you get in return,
yes.
And it doesn't deter you.
Yes.
Why not?
Because I feel like back in the day, I used to do worse than this. I was doing, send me $200, I'll turn it to 2,000. Eating people the fuck up. One of the original.
Wait. I never thought. That those pages actually get traction.
Bro, I used every
those
day.
Pages that say send me 200, I will turn it to 20,000, 2,000. I never thought people were that dumb.
You know, some days I'll make $1,000 a day, bro.
And people are sending you
Me money, MoneyGram, going to pick that shit right up.
And then you're not giving them nothing.
See you. And that's what I'm trying to say. That's why that karma fucked me up. I'm like, nah, I can't just
what kind of things came with that karma?
Losing money, losing chains, you know what I mean? Getting into fights, getting locked up randomly, you know what I mean? Getting pulled over, you know what I mean?
How many times have you been locked up?
I've been locked up probably five or six times, but for petty shit, but for shit that I know if I were just living life right, it wouldn't happen. Getting pulled over with no, like stupid shit that just...
Did you ever have to do like a long stretch?
Longest I ever did was 3 months for some, like me and my man supposedly jumped some nigga and... Took his. It was only 3 months. I've never did longer than 3 months.
Okay.
Wild. I was 19 years old, and I've ever since then I've been locked up for scamming, but it's never been on a long scale of like, oh, your wallet.
Okay, so like this, boom. You saw that when you was doing the hardcore shit, it came with hardcore shit.
Yes.
So now you're doing less hardcore shit, so that your life is a little.
It's in shambles, but it's not as bad as it was.
So. And so if you took that same logic and said, okay, if I just do good,
yeah,
then I would get good shit.
Yeah, I know.
But why don't you
shift? It's something that I know, and it's something that I'm kind of good at. And it's like the reason I was said about the karma, why I don't like just throw it all away is because I'm actually physically also spending money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just robbing people. I'm not just robbing old ladies on the street. You feel me? I'm spending money on buying Bitcoin, then buying the work. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm investing in something. I mean, I know at the end of the day, it's not my bread on the card, but 95% of the people will get their bread back. The whole hassle of calling your bank, that shit, that's probably the worst that I feel about putting people through like a whole, you know what I mean, inconveniencing people, you know what I mean? But I know they're going to get the bread back, but somebody is losing out. Usually like the hotels I was doing, the Airbnb people, somebody is losing out. But I feel like if I had a black box, just straight zoning people, boom, I feel like my conscience will kind of be a little worse than for me to actually, I'm really in pain for all of this shit. Like I'm buying it, like loading up thousands of dollars.
And I don't always see everything back.
Sometimes people don't have no money on their car, and I still bought a car for $50. You feel me? So it's like...
And you buy it with Bitcoin because it's non-traceable?
Yeah, Bitcoin's non-traceable. Most sites, all sites, if you want to buy any work like that, they have to have Bitcoin.
Okay.
You can't pay them cash. Like,
okay. You know, so I guess my point to you was, you saw if you did wrong, that wrong would happen.
Yeah.
So then you also know if you do good, good would happen.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, okay, I'm not doing the worst thing, you know, why not just do the best thing in you? Like, and that doesn't have to be like a universal standard of like what the best thing is, yeah. But like the best thing for you. Like, why not do the best thing so that the gooder things in life would happen to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I really don't have a solid answer for that. Like I said, it's kind of like what I know.
I mean, think about it. Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why not?
It's really no reason for me to not. It's just.
So I think about this sometimes, right? And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just, it perplexes me a bit because scamming is so lazy.
It is.
But it requires so much work, right? It's like so I don't think the physical part of scamming is lazy. I think the mental part about scamming is lazy. It's like, this is the easier way out, but it's really not.
It's really not. It's hard work.
You're working harder than you would. Okay.
You feel me? It's a lazy hustle because I could go get a pack with the same money I'm loading up and probably make more money off dope. I know I would make more money off dope because dope, you guarantee to have fiends.
Why do you keep naming negative things?
All right, if I bought a food truck, if I invested in anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. It's just when you scam it, sometimes the money's so fast, the women sold it. It's just when you know it and you know the ends of it, you just like, fuck it, bro. Like, come on. Like,
what are some of the negative vices you picked up scamming?
Scammers are real cheap and selfish, and you never know your next play, so sometimes you can be cheap and selfish, and also, you know what I mean? You just treat people away, like, sometimes you just don't give a fuck about a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it switches, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, you don't know your next big, you could make, I sell flights and shit, you feel me? So it's like, people don't, I either have a big following on social media, but it could be, like, the pandemic fucked me, bro. People wasn't flying nowhere. I had bands. I'm just spending life savings. You feel me? So it's like people not flying nowhere. Nobody's really getting hotels. You know what I mean? Venmo, you still got to find a person to say, oh, let me send you 2 bands on Venmo. I give you 500. Send me back my 15. You still have to find somebody. PayPal, the same thing. I'm sending $2,500 off of PayPal. Keep the 5. Send me back my 2 bands. But you still need people. So it's like... Yeah. When you, if you a trapper, they need that. You need people more. So it's like,
what about any addictions? Any addictions come from the life?
Maybe alcohol, weed. When you see money so fast, you don't care to spend it so fast. You feel me? So it's like, I go out. There's times I was drinking every night, smoking every night, popping perks every night. Cause I'm seeing the money. The money's here. The money's there. You know what I mean? So sometimes it kind of puts you in a dark place because, you know, at the end of the day, I try not to zone people anymore. I try to cut that down because that's when the karma was really bad, when I was just zoning, like, boom. Somebody flight don't go through. Somebody, I'm keeping
just
breath.
Keeping any money.
Block them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of makes you feel like you a bad person because you're like, damn, this person, I don't know. They not finessing. So I know that's their hard earned.
I mean, they walk into it. You walk into
bro,
it.
You get what you want.
You walk into it. You know what you're signing up for. You know,
it's one half off.
It's like you're
trying to beat the system.
It's like you rob a bank and then somebody robs you. You can't go to the bank and you can't go to the cops and be like, I just got robbed for money that I took. You kind of know what you signed up for.
You know, I'm not no fucking real travel agent.
How did you? Oh man. Okay. How did you get on the pills? What started that? What was the inception with that?
I was, before I had got locked up for the first time for hotels, I was staying at a hotel in Manhattan and my tooth was hurting bad. I was at the hotel. It was fashion week. I wasn't going out. So I was trying Tylenol, nothing. I went to the dentist. They gave me some shit, wasn't working. So somebody was like, yo, bro, pop a perk, bro, you be all right. I popped a perk, my tooth was beating. Like, I feel like somebody poured gasoline in my, like, where the tooth was at. It was unbearable, so I popped the perk, went away, came back when the perk was gone. So it just gradually from there, I was just popping perks just to take away from my tooth pain. And then I'm like, yo, this shit feels fire. You know what I mean? Girls are around, fucking better off perks. Liquor feels like nothing. Weed feels like nothing. Everything feels like water on perks. You feel me? So it's like, it was just keeping me in that lifestyle. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, fucking bitches, wilding them out, busting, like wilding, you feel me? So it was just, I don't think I'm addicted because I can go without it. You know what I mean? I would never fiend for a perk. You know what I mean? Like, yo, nah, I need a perk. I'm not going out. I'm not a fiend. I can be relying on it if I feel like, yo, I'm about to kill some new shit. I need to wild her the fuck up. I might be like, all right, let me go get a perk. But it's not something that I have to do daily, and it's not something that I wouldn't be able to live without. Like, I could, you know what I mean? I don't need perks.
Are there any long-term effects, doing this? Could it probably mess up your libido? Sometimes maybe it's hard for you to get hard. Maybe it's hard for you to enjoy sex. Maybe you cannot even enjoy the natural things in life because you're so used to living on this high.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, bro. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't looked too much into it, but I know sometimes when I was with my shorty or whatever the case may be, I would rather pop a perk to fuck her than just do it sober.
Yeah.
So it was like, maybe I kind of was relying on it, but then, you know what I mean? I had to slow down. I still do them here and there, but not as much as I was doing them daily. Like, I was in a hotel, I had about 20. I would pop at least one a day, 20 days straight. Like,
what?
I never did over, no crazy shit. I never did up to 30 milligrams.
Okay.
I've done 2 10s in a night, a couple fives in a night, but I've never exceeded.
Never did the perk 30. Okay.
No, never did it.
So, I guess my question to you, what was the natural day for you like? I mean, at the peak of your, you know, scamming, at the peak of your trapping, before you said, okay, I need to slow down. What was the natural day in your life?
I lived like a rapper. I'm staying at penthouses. I had penthouse with $16,000 a night for a week. It was $89,000. They locked me up, but I lived like a rapper, bro. I'm wilding, bro.
How do you get into a hotel and live there for that $16,000 a night?
Just look like a rapper, act like a rapper, have an entourage that looks like they got money, be around pretty women, because it's not like I was just going in with the card. I told you I was doing forms. I'm doing authorization forms.
Okay.
Calling them
Explain
up as my
that.
Own manager.
Okay.
So I got a rapper coming to town. He's from XYZ.
Okay.
We're going to take care of his whole stay. Please treat him like royalty. And nigga, I'm walking in myself. Just showing ID, boom. Everything that I order.
So hotels allow managers to call, book.
Oh, bro, those rappers don't pay for none of they don't pay for their flight. They don't pay for shit.
All you have to do is walk in, show ID.
Show ID, no card, no nothing. Like,
and you just used a fake card to pay for everything.
Yeah, I was mostly touching American Expresses because I knew the credit limit on American Express is $100,000. And then I also knew that doing the authorization form, you technically don't get charged until you check out. So they'll pre-authorize it, which just to see if the money is capable to be there, but they don't charge it.
Yeah.
They wait till you check out. So, nigga, you think I'm going to check out, nigga?
How long were you in that hotel?
That particular one that was $16,000 a night, I did 7 nights, but then there was another hotel I did $60,000, and I did a month. I was there for a month.
So you wake up in this hotel. I'm sure the room service is...
Yeah, everything.
One
of my room service was Tao. One of my room service was STK. You know what I mean? So I'm...
And that's just room service.
That's just room service. And I'm ordering bottles of 1942 every day. 4 and 5 bottles a day. Because you just look the part. If you don't, that's one thing that people got to understand. If you look like you're supposed to be there, act like you're supposed to be there, nobody can tell you you're not supposed to be there. If you look scary,
your
head down,
yeah.
walking like you're trying to avoid security, avoid the hotel. I'm saying hi to them. What's good? How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Leaving $30, $40 tips. Acting like I'm supposed to be there.
This is crazy.
You know what I mean?
So how do you get caught? How'd you get caught?
That particular time, the first time I ever got caught is because... It was somebody from Powell, I won't say who, I threw my birthday party in my penthouse. Too many people came. So the next day, my incidentals was 5,000. So they said, I had to extend my stay and then also pay an extra additional $5,000 just for incidentals.
Right.
So I guess they put two and two together, like, yo. Because, mind you, I came to the hotel at Fashion Week. 21 Savage was in a room that I wanted. Gunna was in the other room. So they made me a room that walked out to the pool. It was the first time anybody, that was $1,800 a night. That's when I'm just getting my feet wet. I'm like, I see what these phones could do now. So when this is Fashion Week. I see Doja Cat. I'm on an elevator with Karrueche and Victor Cruz. Like, bro, I feel like a rapper. Like, I actually feel like it. You know what I mean? So I think I got caught up in my own fantasy and stayed too long. Because 21 Savage is gone. I take his room. Gunna's gone. I take his room. Doja Cat gone. So they're like, yo, all these real, real stars we actually know are gone. But this nigga's still here.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Who is this nigga? So I guess they, you know what I mean? And then supposedly what happened was, ding, 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 ding. Hello? Yeah, mister. We got a chargeback from the card saying that it's... I said, wait, hold on, what? They said, yeah, can you just come to the front desk? As soon as I stepped off the elevator, handcuffs. The whole lobby was filled with every single person because they had to identify, tell them, that's him. Because it would be he, she, she, she. Because cops literally can't lock you up unless the hotel presses charges.
Wow.
Because I didn't give them no form of payment, nigga. I showed them my ID. Y'all let me here. You know what I mean?
It's your fault.
It's y'all fault. It's y'all system.
Yeah.
So the cops locked me up. I told them my manager. I had to pay $135 fine because they had no proof I did anything. They don't know. It could be a midget on my phone. They can't prove I did anything.
Okay.
It's behind this. Like, I'm not using a card and nobody's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm paying online.
Yeah.
Anybody could do that.
Right.
Anybody.
Right.
They would have to subpoena my phone. They wanted to subpoena my phone. I said, you're not getting my phone. And Apple will never let the feds ever get into your phone unless it's like for a murder or something.
Yeah, because they're not I think there's a few rappers that their Apple ID got subpoenaed and literally anything on their iCloud was the feds.
Yes.
I've seen
Yes. So they couldn't get my phone and that was that. But the second time, I'm just being a dickhead.
So you go to jail for how long?
It was a day.
And you pay $130 fine?
Yeah.
And then you go home?
I go home.
What?
I go home.
What about all these charges? What about all of the hotel stays?
They brought it down to petty larceny because they had no proof I did anything.
What the fuck?
They can't prove I did anything. They have literally no physical. All I'm, bro, if I had no lawyer, this for the public. If I pay for a lawyer.
Minimum.
I'll probably would have got fucked trespassing. I'm just somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
Wow.
But I didn't even pay for a lawyer.
This is white collar.
White collar crime, bro. It's not even blue collar. It's not like I'm moving big money. Like, you know what I mean? They have no proof I did anything, but I slept in a room.
Wow.
That's it.
And then you walk away with $135 fine.
Paid that. And I can't go back there, of course, but fuck it. I lived like a rapper for that 1 month. And that's what I'm trying to say. Was it worth it? No. Of course not.
Wait, it wasn't?
It was worth it during, not after, nigga. I don't know. It was never. After is never worth it.
I mean, I guess I'm a little taken back because after, I feel like your consequences wasn't that severe.
Yeah, but I also could have left and never been locked up and never had
you could have avoided
know
it.
I was in hotels at all. Because now they know I physically was in hotels. I've never been locked up.
Let's be real. You'd probably still be in that motherfucker.
I would. Bro, when I went to the second time I got locked up, bro, the CIA came. CIA, they were trying to call me a credit card terrorist. Anything over like $50,000-$60,000, the CIA, like the feds have to come regardless. They let me go. So I know they're trying to build something now because they said, we'll see you again.
And they played a long game.
They played a long game. But my black ass is not in nobody's hotel unless I'm paying.
So you know this thing has an inevitable end, sort of.
Yeah, bro. It's a thrill. Scam is really niggas staying in for the thrill. The thrill is... Bro, it's like seeing something. You use a piece and you see that circle spin, and then that.
How much of this is just the fucking thrill?
Probably 73% of it, and the other 30 is the money.
Yeah.
No, the 25 money. Another 5 is the girls, because you know you niggas is in sections, bro, standing on couches doing shit way out of their budget.
What's your relationship like with women?
Right now. Bro, it's rocky, you know what I'm saying? It's because when you scamming, you kind of become a narcissist and you want to control everything. you try to use this fact that you scam in money to like kind of like hold over women. You feel me? So it's like if I was working a 9-to-5, everything would be an honest day of living. Like, oh, I'm coming home. But when you know you're getting it so fast, everything's coming fast. The karma's fast, the women's fast, the drugs, everything's fast. It's just a fast lifestyle. So it's like sometimes you could kind of forget that they're actually women and not just they here for this. When you feel like you're being used, you're going to treat what you feel like you're getting used by like shit.
For sure.
You have no value for money. Because I'm not. Some of it's not my money. Some of it is. And even if it is my money, it's not that hard earned. So you feel me? It's not really. You really don't have value for anything. Yourself, women. So
what
right
is,
now,
what
it's
is
more
your
slowed
value
down.
In yourself?
Huh?
What is your value in yourself? How do you feel about yourself? Really, how do you feel about yourself?
Bro. To be honest, I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes I feel down on myself because I know I should be and could be doing better, but when you become complacent in certain things in life and comfortable with the position you've been in, you just sit in it. So, I don't know. I feel down on myself. I make a lot of mistakes. I pray every day for better days to become more mature and to treat people better. And I repent for anybody I've hurt. But I feel like it's a day by day with me. You know what I mean? Like, even when we have a conversation, you say you wildin', I slow down. I literally take mental notes of everything and try to not make the same mistakes again. But you know, it's hard. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to try to stop drinking. Yeah. Like, that's going to be one of my new things because I don't feel like I'm the same person when I drink as when I'm sober. You know what I mean? Because when you drinking, it's hard to actually be fully logical. You
100%.
Know what I mean? So sometimes I make irrational decisions when I'm drinking. So that kind of led to it too. I don't want to blame depression or none of that shit, but you feel me? Like, I feel like a lot of niggas should talk about like what's really going on in their head, opposed to just putting on a facade and just living life by the air. You know what I mean? Just going with the flow. I kind of do need structure now. I have notes of things that I want to complete, things that I want to do. But I used to never do that, bro. I used to live, wake up, like I said, try to live like a rapper, try to link DMs, you know what I mean? Just
how
day by day.
How do you suffer from depression?
I think I do, but it might be more so self-afflicted. I don't think people just like make me depressed. I just think I make some fucked up decisions and then I think about them later and then it'll be depressed, you know what I mean? So
and what is that? What does depression look like for you?
Substance abuse, you know what I mean? Like, if I wake up and I don't, like, you know what I mean? That's another reason why I started to go to the gym, to take my mind off of things that could be worse, you know what I mean? So I'll go to the gym, try to sweat all of that negative toxicity, whatever toxic out of me.
So you wake up and you say what? Like,
I need to do something positive.
Yeah.
Because if I wake up and scan through the house, nothing was positive about that day. I might have made money,
yeah,
but it wasn't a positive day. At least going to the gym is something that feels more positive, like I'm working towards a better me.
What's the first step into, like, I don't know, the right direction for you? What does that look like? Have you thought about that?
Something where I could build that would give me revenue.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to find something that I can actually build revenue so it's not, I don't have to scam. Because
mm-hmm.
I scam because, I'm not even going to make the excuse, I scam because I like scamming. I scam because the money's good.
Yeah.
But also,
you actually enjoy doing
it. I actually, bro, it's the thriller. It's the fun.
Yeah.
It's as I got older, the thrill kind of went away because mm-hmm. scamming is a young man's sport.
Yeah, indeed.
You feel me? So indeed. It's not, the thrill is gone, but I know it's something that I'm good at. And I could be 90 years old. Somebody could say, Chef, I need a flight to Dubai for 6 friends. And that could be a $3,000 bag and a piece might be $60. Yeah. You feel me? So I know it's something that I will always know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's supply and demand. People are always going to fly. People are going to always want B&Bs.
What's the end goal?
The end goal is...
What's the end goal for...
For scamming is...
For what you're doing. Where you are. For you. Like, where do you see yourself?
I would love to open up a bar or something. Or have something dealing with weed legally.
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean? Have a speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I always wanted to do the podcast route, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like too many people excelled at it. I mean, I just had doubts in myself, you know what I mean? So I just I didn't go that route.
Yeah.
So I do want to do something, if it's not fashion or something where bringing people together as a speakeasy, a bar, or a wellness, something. Something and probably be a cinema writing, you know what I mean? Something like that is an end goal for me. But I know a lot of that stuff takes a lot of capital. And for me to just drop everything I know scamming and just put all my attention towards something else, it's a risk. But I mean, sometimes you have to take risk in life. I don't know, bro. I just be on the fence about a lot of things. So that's why I don't never jump into nothing that I don't know offhand. So I know scamming. Like, I know scamming from the back of my hand with my eyes closed. I can read off 10 bins. You know what I mean? I can read off 10 bins in my head right now. Like, niggas wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. I feel like I'm speaking in code. But it's just something that I know. So that's why I just stuck with it. For real, to be honest.
Do you think what you're doing now is sort of like the safest way to trap?
Especially of course,
with the flights.
Yeah.
So you send people to different places in the world. You know, they obviously hit you off with money.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like where you see yourself. And are you in a comfortable space right now?
No, of course not. I got to pay my rent. I got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just something that, like, I don't care about the staying in the hotel anymore. I don't care about chains anymore. I've had chains. I've had cars.
Yep.
I've done all that now. It's just what pays my bills right now. Right now. But, you know what I mean? I'm trying to venture off into parties and shit like that like I used to. And then once I could just pay my rent from just doing extracurricular shit legally, then I probably wouldn't scam, right? But until then, I probably just will stick to what I know.
So, you know, we know that you obviously trap every day.
Yes.
Do you drink every day?
Socially, I don't drink at home. No.
Out of 7 days a week.
How many times do I go out?
How many times do you?
Four to five times a week.
Okay, 4 to 5 times a week you're drinking.
Yes.
How often are you smoking weed?
Daily, every day.
Out of 7 days a week.
Probably 6 to 7. I slowed down now, but at the height could have been 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? When I wanted to smoke, I smoked daily. Yeah.
How often are you popping pills? Out of a 7 day period.
If I feel like I have a kill, I don't just pop pills. I don't just pop pills if I don't feel like I'm about to link somebody or link my or fuck with my girl or something like that.
So how many days in a week?
Excuse me. Bad week, 5. Chill week where I don't even care about it. 2, maybe twice.
Okay, I think it's important we highlighted that because it's like, and I deal with this in my own life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to addictions and vices and things like that, it's like how many times out of a 7 day period am I feeding a vice? Am I feeding an addiction? Am I feeding a high?
Mm.
You know, everything that goes up comes down. So out of a 7 day period, how many times am I sober? And that just doesn't mean liquor, right? That just means.
In your right mind state.
In my right mind state.
In your right mind state.
You know what I mean? Look at how many days we chalk up to our addictions and our vices and this, that, and the third. And then we wonder why we feel so out of our element. We feel like we wonder why we so out of our own spirits. You know what I'm saying? Literally because we just keep chasing these things. We keep chasing these highs. We keep chasing these lows.
Yeah,
really.
It's really the lows, and they're trying to escape reality for real. Like, running from reality sucks because when shit hit the fan and slow down, it's still there. All the problems are still there. Everything stays. It's just.
I think it's once you realize reality isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
You know?
Reality's there.
It's not going anywhere. So you could chase it as much as you want, but there's nothing to grab.
Yeah.
There's nothing to grab. It's already here. We are it.
Yeah.
So, and you know, and that's just like a part of like the readings that I've been doing and stuff like that to just try to find a way out of our own mind. You know, one of my favorite quotes, it was this dude, he was just like, you know, I'm just trying to find myself. And, you know, the teacher was just like, well, that's why you can't find it, because you're going to look for it. You know what I mean? You're not realizing it's already in you. You are already found. You are that thing that you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you spending your whole time, you know, you every you ever kept saying, "Where's my phone? Where's my phone?" And your phone's in your hand.
Yeah.
Like sort of that kind of analogy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's that like, anxiety of like not knowing.
Wait, where's it? Where is it? Can't breathe. You know, take a deep breath. You know what's in your hand. And you know, I definitely would love chopping it up with you again. I definitely would love,
you know,
but I do know faith without work is dead. So I know you pray a lot and you do a lot of the meditation and focusing, but those plans, you know what I'm saying? What work are we going to do to sort of get out of ourselves and sort of, you know, if you could do anything over, do it again and maybe do it differently, what would it be?
A lot. I would have probably went to school and, you know what I mean, did something within like promotion or like writing for real, and then I probably wouldn't have been zoning people. You know what I mean? That like I have a big heart, but I feel like sometimes I have two sides to me. So it's like sympathetic me, and then I don't give a fuck about nothing. Dog eat dog, my back against the wall. Sometimes I operated the best while my back was against the wall. I made my most money. I might have made 30, 40 bands, went down to a band, not knowing how I'm doing nothing later, back against the wall, then be able, you know what I mean? So I think I would be more conscious of people's emotions and their well-being, and I would have treated people like humans and not just a zoo or a trap, you know what I mean? People started to come just traps to me. I don't even know that person. I don't even know where you live. You live in fucking Cali. You just sent me $2,000 for flight. I don't even know you. I'm never going to see you. So I would have been more conscious of people's well-being.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Stavs. Let's get it.